When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Let us turn to Genesis 41 and verse 55. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph. What he says, you do. Go unto Joseph. And the 57th verse. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all land. My, think of that, a slave boy sold into slavery, but the fear of God was in him. The fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. You know, folks, it does not matter what the world is around you. If your heart is right with God, you will have a communication. You know, as a little boy, we lived by a main road, and they would be taking bodies of the dead to the crematorium. You see, in those days, they would just burn them in the pyre. And I was so shocked to see some of these bodies. You know, those were the Hindu funerals, you know. And they would sit the body up and carry him. Sit the body up with a lot of flowers and all that stuff. I said, boy, this poor fellow swaying this way or whatever. You know, what a eerie sight that made. That would make me run away. And we lived on a main road, and that was their way to the funeral place. Whatever. You know, I don't believe in setting up two corpses to sit. I don't believe that. It's the Spirit of the Almighty that giveth the inspiration. It's the Spirit who must work in you. So, you know, getting people, regimenting them, trying to stuff them with a little truth or with a syringe, if you please. Try to make them strong Christian. Doesn't work that way, dear folks. Does not work that way. It's by my Spirit, said the Lord. That's why some of you are so weak-kneed before temptation. That's it. You're not in touch with the source of power. Joseph was in touch with God. He had a solution not only for himself and his little stomach, but he had a solution for the nation. You see, you know, shrinking in stature. Suppose you saw a nice girl, and you said to her, how nicely you're growing, huh? And the next time you see her, She is 6 inches shorter. And you say, what? What happened to you? 6 inches shorter? How did that happen? We have shrunk. We are dwarf-like. You know, I look at myself, I look at the scripture. Am I doing the scripture? That's all I care. Otherwise, I'm a dwarf. Let anybody call me a giant. That's not true. See, here was Joseph as a slave boy and in a position where he could hardly defend himself. Any accusation against him would be taken as the truth. So you throw him in the prison, you allow him to rot in prison, but still he is in communication with the Lord, with the result that he had an answer to this problem, this worldwide crisis. Now, my dear friends, you know, some people were touted as brilliant economists, brilliant men who could teach others to become millionaires. Suddenly it was found that they were embezzling money. They were deceitful. They were sent to prison. Brilliant people. And here's a genius out of this university. He's teaching so many people to become millionaires. But all of a sudden, the man is caught doing something very illegal and is put in prison for years. This happened in the United States some time ago. Now, and it keeps happening again and again and again. But how different is Joseph's story? Here's a disadvantaged person, almost a mouthless person, but in touch with God. And when there was such need around him, he had an answer. He had an answer for the people. Go to Joseph. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn. My dear friends, really, at such a time as this, when people are all talking about joblessness, bank failures, and this, that, and the other, actually, I believe Christians should shine. Truth must lift the minority Christian crowd to a place where people will say, let us go to them and learn the truth. Let us go to them and learn how to live. You know, that should happen. That happened in Joseph. And that should happen in us. Is the Lord with us? Others have no answers. Just think of a situation where Whitehall and Downing Street all begin to come to you saying, surely God is in you. You have got some answers which will solve our problems, national problems. And now, friends, when the Christian church cannot produce one such person, it's in a poor state. A poor state, lack of communication with God. Now take away that communication factor with God out of Joseph's life. There's nothing. He is just an ordinary person like anybody else. There's nothing there. The inspiration of the Almighty is missing. See, the trouble with many people is head knowledge. Head knowledge, knowledge puffeth up. And you gather this stuff here and gather some other nice stuff there, and you're recognized as a brilliant person at the top of everything. What happens? you just become a proud weirdo. Ever heard the word weirdo? That's all you become. Brilliant, but just a weird person. Someone who cannot bring the blessing to others. That's wrong. That's wrong. That is a contradiction. If you are blessed, you will be a blessing. You know, when God said to Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing. These are the two things that are necessary ingredients. Blessing from God, making you a blessing to others. What's the use of being a huge reservoir with no outlets? You will burst one day, won't you? No, God makes you a reservoir with the means to reach out. That communication factor. First the vertical communication, then the horizontal communication. And if these two things are in order, everything will go fine. But if the vertical communication is cut off, everything will soon shut down. And that is what is happening to many people, not only collectively, but individually. The vertical communication becomes inoperative, and so the whole operation shutting down. Oh, it's a tragedy. It should never happen. No, we have to pass on this communication, this factor, to our children. Factor of communicating with God. What God does to an individual, there may not be another parallel to it. That's the uniqueness that comes from the Creator. You know, this is something which can only come from God. And just put all these people together, and that is the church. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh God, my communication has become defective, dysfunctional. Please, Lord, speak to me. Let me have you speak to me. Correct me, chasten me, but speak to me. Draw near and visit us, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.